This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, our Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight. This week has us talking boys basketball with Tiger senior Brody Bender. So 18-2 so far this year, Brody, number 8 in the state this week from the Associated Press. So, you know, seems like a pretty fun winter so far for you and your teammates. So walk us through for you what you've seen that is that you think that has kind of led you to this level of success this season.
Yeah, it starts with just the great teammates. We all have great camaraderie together. It's always fun at practice, but we know how to get to work. And then everybody on the team just brings a hardworking environment to practice every single day that pushes us forward every single day trying to get better.
Yeah, so talking about you specifically now, I know Coach Johnson, he's described you once on the air, and I think it's so fitting when you watch the way you play. He said that, you know, Brody Bender, he bleeds purple. Right. So for you, I mean, being a part of this kind of turnaround in the program where you've really started to see the consistent winning the past 3 seasons or so with Sherrard and boys basketball, like, what has it meant for you to be a part of that the past 3 years?
Yeah, I think it's no secret. I'm not the one out there getting all the points. So if I can contribute to the team with energy or defense, I want to do my best to make sure that we can put ourselves in a successful winning position. And obviously my teammates like Rylan Carton and James Blackwell, Carter Brown, Ryder Veronda, they can all fill it up. So I can find my place in the offense and on the defense, on the court, doing every other thing.
Yeah, that's something you talked about there too that I wanted to ask you about, is I think you're specifically such a great example of a kid who understands and accepts like their role on a team. So watching you play, you can tell that, you know, you don't really care how many points you score, don't care how many times you touch the ball on offense. All you care about really is if, you know, your team wins at the end of the day. So can you talk about that aspect of the game for you? Because I think like accepting a role on a team is something that some kids can struggle with sometimes, but for you it doesn't look that way. So kind of just walk us through that for you.
Yeah, Coach Johnson always talks about, you know, we have creators on the floor and we have connectors on the floor, and we can't always have 5 creators. The offense doesn't work. So if I can find my spot in the offense off the ball, moving the ball, setting good screens, making sure everything flows correctly, it really helps us as a team. And I think that stepping into that role, not scoring all the points, I don't get as much attention as everybody else, but the success that I like to see is when we win. That makes me very proud. Watching Rylan and James and Carter and Ryder get all the attention, that's something that, you know, I'm happy for them. And watching the team get attention, that feels like that's more like the pride that I feel.
And I think that's something too where you see buy-in there with you, but I think from, you know, every kid in the program too, or even maybe the kids like on the varsity roster who don't play a ton of minutes, you see like, I feel like your bench is always very into the game night in and night out. So talking about just buy-in to the program, you know, from guy number 1 to guy number 15 or whatever on the roster, what do you attribute that to? Because I think like at Sherrard you really have that going right now.
Yeah, I mean, our bench is just, it's great. Our scout team, a lot of the guys you see on the bench, they take on our scout team, and they can fill it up sometimes in practice, get us going. And the intensity and energy they bring every single day is really what makes us good. Emery Parlow, guarding up, you see him come in the games too. He's just a defensive energy. Jackson and Javon Jones, the brothers, they're kind of running the offense on scout team. And then Brylan Bender always comes in and scores on scout team too. So it's just great energy. They always, you know, they're always making jokes on the bench, getting the bench going, have good energy there. So I think the energy that we bring as a program to practice and to games every single day is really what we found our success in.
All right, well, the big story, of course, is the game tomorrow, Sherrard at Rockridge for the 2nd time this season. Can you kind of talk about, like, what playing in those games kind of feels like, and also just what you're expecting out of the environment tomorrow night? Because I think it should be, you know, one of probably the best regular season, like, atmospheres and crowds around here for a high school boys basketball game in a pretty long time.
Yeah, those games are always fun. Everybody's coming in with a chip on their shoulder, wanting to come out on top. But, you know, we get ranked number 8, number 9 on Nesto. That's all just buzz for the crowd, basically. And we expect a very excited crowd on both sides. It's going to get very loud. So, yeah, it'll be exciting. I I'm just hoping that we can stay within ourselves and understand that no matter what happens, this is not the end of the season. This is not the finale. This is just another regular season game, another conference game, and we're going to come out with the same intensity that we come out with every night.
All right, yeah, that'll certainly be fun tomorrow. So the last question I've got for Brody is about something that took place before he was born, because Brody's dad, Jansen, played in like the mythical 2001 Sherrard basketball regional championship upset of Alleman. And I mean, that game is talked about like it's the stuff of legends, right? I was 2 years old when it happened and I was there. There's a picture of me with your dad, I believe, somewhere after the game. I've never seen it. I need to see that picture. But talking about that specifically, I mean, how many times have you heard the story of that game from your dad?
Yeah, we hear that story a lot. That's actually the score of that game is actually on the end of his email still to this day. And this Thanksgiving, my Uncle Jay came to town and he made sure that we all got to listen to the full tape of that game, or the second half tape. And he was made sure to pause it almost every single possession, talk us through what was happening. So that's always something that he'll be proud of. And hopefully I get a game like that someday to be proud of, talk to my kids like that too.
Yeah, I know. You need to tell your dad if he has that picture. I need to see that picture. I want like a copy of it. So you gotta do that for me, man.
All right, I'll let him know.
All right, and hopefully, of course, the Tigers get some more memories here in the 2025 season. Brody Bender, appreciate the time, man, and good luck tomorrow night and the rest of the season, too.
Yep, thank you very much.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.